Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The drama intensifies on this episode of Pennyworth as our hero gets back in action, plus some familiar nods to the one and only Batman. We're going to talk all about it starting right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are back and with a full panel.
Oh, yeah.
I am loving this. I cannot wait to talk about this episode. We are talking about episode 2 of Pennyworth, and I cannot wait. This is called The Landlord's Daughter, and I can tell you that there was so much drama in this episode. Before we get into any more, I want to introduce you to this amazing panel. Right here is the amazing Anaïs. She is a huge DC fan. She also does Young Justice for the after show. So this is why she's on this panel, you guys.
Wow. I love Alfred too, so I was super excited. Like when I first saw the first ever billboard for Pennyworth, I was like, yeah, it's a show about Alfred. So yeah, so we're excited to be here.
And then we have this guy right here. He is a lover of all DC comics shows, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, what's up, Ben? Benny?
Oh my god, I love your name.
Try not to get confused, you guys. Try not to get confused.
But I just realized you use Benny also on your ID, right?
And yeah.
I'm Benjamin.
Right.
That's interesting.
It's Benny, yeah.
I've never heard of Benny, just a Benny.
Everyone says that.
I love that.
Everyone's like, are you sure that's your name? I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I know what my real name is.
But honestly, guys, I love the show. I mean, I'm a huge Batman fan, right, since I was a kid, and I've always felt for Alfred too, right? I think he didn't really always have a big storyline, and now it's his time. So I love that.
And then right here, Miss Comic-Con, she was there. She was able to check out the panel. Miss Sherry.
Hey, everybody. I'm so excited to be on the panel to meet everybody. And, of course, to talk The Landlord's Daughter.
Mm-hmm. So we have a lot to talk about. I cannot wait to talk about our predictions for this after show. But first, let's start talking about just how Alfred got back into his job that he does, which is kind of like protecting people, doing right, which is kind of a nod to Batman. So we first start off seeing him talk to Thomas Wayne, where we didn't really see him that much in the show, which I was kind of surprised. But Thomas offers him a job, and Alfred turns it down. Were you guys surprised that he turned it down?
Yeah, I was, I mean, not really completely surprised, because I have a feeling when I was watching episode 2 right now that we as the audience know even more already about Thomas Wayne than actually Alfred knows about him right now. So I think he doesn't even know how big Thomas even is, you know? So I think that's very interesting that we as the audience know a little more at the beginning. I love that. I don't know how you felt about that.
Well, I can't blame him for turning it down because of him. His Esme was put in danger. And of course, Thomas is being very secretive about who he works for. Yeah. Like Inspector Azeez says, I need to tell you something about him.
Right.
Yeah, I was also not surprised because at the end of episode 1, he kind of, you know, turned him down again. And I liked how Alfred stood his ground. You know, because at the beginning of the pilot, they were saying, oh, you know, Alfred, you're too soft to be in business. And now he's showing like, no, like I can stand my ground. If I, you know, if I believe something, I'm going to, you know, I'm not just going to be easily swayed. So I like seeing that side of Alfred.
Right. And I was actually surprised that he turned it down. But then once he explained why he was turning it down, you know, he does have a girlfriend that he is trying to protect. But, you know, fast forward where he's offered another job, and it's to come back to Pennyworth Securities. He decides to turn that down as well. And it's funny because I kind of feel like he's torn between helping people and then his personal life. And that's kind of a nod to Batman, because Batman, you know, he had his personal life, he was his place.
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Playboy billionaire, and then also he was the Cape Crusader, who was just completely badass. So I really loved how they did that. What did you guys think about that?
And I feel sorry.
No,
I feel like if like Alfred told Bruce Wayne this story, like, you know, when Bruce was older, he'd be like, "This is exactly why I don't have a girlfriend, because Bruce like never has a gets in a relationship because he wants to protect them." So it's kind of interesting that, like, you know, Alfred is kind of going through the same thing, too. It's, like, the dilemma that, like, all superheroes have to go through. Like, should I, you know, can I be in a relationship? Because then if I do, I put them at risk.
And, right.
Yeah.
I mean, when we have this one scene where they basically in their own living room, right, in their apartment or something. And I think I had a feeling that he feels like that he's not enough for her, right? So that he can't even provide her with a life that she deserves. Mm-hmm. And I felt that very interesting because he comes across very tough. But when he's with her, he seems kind of like, oh, my God, like insecure a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know? So I don't know what you feel about
that. Well, it's because they're very class conscious in England.
Yeah.
And she's from a much higher station than he is.
Right.
But what I thought was interesting when he took the job on, at the very beginning of the episode, wasn't that Mr. Oslo running from Mr. Ripper and his goons?
I think so. I was trying to figure that out. Now that you bring that up, I think that was.
I think it was. And I can't help but wonder what Jason is saying exactly to Sandra when he keeps saying, "You're not what everybody thinks you are."
Right.
I think the Oslos are not what you think they are as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what got them under
Juicy.
His attention.
Okay.
Ooh, you got something.
I like that. I like that. So we get to a point where, you know, Alfred, we're introduced to Jason Ripper.
Right.
And I loved this guy. Like, his character was just so dark and eerie. It was amazing. And like how you were saying, he was saying to the girl, you know, we know you're not who you say you are. And Alfred just couldn't help but pay attention to it. But, you know, he turned, like we said before, he turned the job down. He eventually does take the job, and he is just a complete badass with it. Like, what did you guys think when he just finally decided to go all for it and just be the hero?
I loved it because as a woman that has encountered guys like that, I was like, can I hire you, Alfred, to take care of every creepy dude who approaches me? And even though I wasn't a fan of the character, the actor who played him, Freddie Carter, good job.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was amazing. I mean, I didn't even know if I should like or hate him.
I was legit scared of him.
I was like, oh my God, his performance is amazing. Mm-hmm. I still don't like him because he's evil, but the way he played it, I was like, oh my goodness.
He was so malevolent.
Right?
Right.
But since there's two Bennies, I'm thinking I'm going to call you Bennyworth.
Bennyworth? I kind of like it.
So that means I'm Jason?
I kind of like it.
Wait. I came up with that, first of all. I put it in the chat.
Why are you stealing my thunder?
No, you stole my thunder.
Wow.
No, Benny, your nickname has to be
Taking
Bennyworth.
Taking the credit, but
your
I don't like
has
it.
Has to be Bennyworth.
Our producer, Ryan.
I love to be Jason.
Ryan.
No, but Cherry, guess what?
It has a little ring to it.
Hold on, Cherry needs to be Cherryworth.
All right. There we go.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm Cherry loving
Worth,
it.
Bennyworth, yes.
Okay, if that's the case, I'm Jason.
Let's do it. We're nemesis, man.
Sad my name
Ryan, I'm Jason, okay?
Copy that.
All right, he copies that. Okay, cool. So, but I loved it. And what I really liked about this scenario is that when basically Alfred comes in, he's just like this cool guy, you know, very easygoing. You know, you want to talk to me? Oh, what's your name? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's so witty. I loved it. And then he's like, oh, do you know who I am? He's like, yeah, you just told me. Like,
I love it.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It was so fun. But that's why we all love AfterBuzz TV. I've been on for about 2 years, and it has gotten me, it's just opened so many doors. I've gotten so much practice introducing shows, talking to my fellow panelists, And of course, AfterBuzz TV covers everything from reality to comedy to Spotlight. So I've gotten to know shows that, being a total sci-fi fan, I never would have watched.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I hope everyone who's watching to please subscribe. Don't forget to give us a thumbs up on our podcast on Apple. And of course, 5 stars on YouTube. And I want to share with everyone, when I first started, I was very green working with more than one person. And being on show for 2 years, I have gotten my flow on. So I want to thank everybody. Please leave a comment. We always respond. Please follow us. And make sure to show some major love to AfterBuzz TV, because we love you.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, thank you guys. Make sure to leave a comment. Let us know how we're doing. Join the live chat. Because you guys are our special guests, and we want to hear like what you have to say.
That's right.
So yeah, back to Jason Ripper and Pennyworth. I want to talk about what Jason said that kind of confused me. He said something about if your mom was in danger, would you explicitive your mom to save her life? And I was kind of confused about that. Like, what did you guys take from that?
That was a major threat.
Yeah,
he was planning on kidnapping his mom and making him choose between having sex with his mom or
crazy.
Killing his mom.
Reminds me of like Black Mirror, like the pig episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So gross.
But yeah, maybe he did that on purpose, I guess. Because how do you answer that question? I mean, think about it.
I think he just wanted to like throw him off.
Yeah,
somehow,
pretty much.
No, because remember when Pennyworth was telling Dave Boy that he didn't want to mess with the Rippers, exactly who the Rippers were and what the family does.
Right.
And the reason he walks around with that big-ass knife isn't because it was decoration, it's because he stabs people. Even though I have to say, big props to his goons, I noticed a little representation with a woman who's a tough ass.
Yeah,
so I was like,
yeah,
I respect that. That was
insane. And that just shows just how dark this show is. And something else that was dark was Batman, you know? So I love how they're just tying those two in, and another great nod to Batman. And also another nod or Easter egg, I guess you can say, is how Alfred dresses when he's going on his job. It's in all black.
Yes.
Batman is in all black So they're really tying in the pieces.
Exactly.
So I thought
so.
That was
Alfred
cool.
was the original Cape Crusader.
Was the original
Dark Knight. Original Dark Knight. You know?
Right.
No, but honestly, when I saw him the very first time, you can't even tell when you see him that he is like security or something, because he's quite skinny, right?
Yeah,
kind of
lanky
really,
dude.
He doesn't really look like a security guy, right?
But I think
that's
cool, because people will underestimate him and then he'll kick your butt.
Exactly,
you know?
And that's what I like about it. When you see him, you don't see. He looks like this, like childish boy face or like baby face kind of guy, right? And then he beats you up.
You just wouldn't expect it.
Exactly.
The only difference between Alfred and Bruce Wayne is Bruce Wayne wore a mask. Alfred, he's just like, what?
This is me.
What are you going to do about it?
Everybody knows who he is. But like he says, he joined the army at 16. And in the first episode, we saw what he came from, because his parents went hard on Esme and her goon. Mom was like, yeah, whatever, let me take care of my business.
This guy is
like,
no
wow.
joke.
The whole family's deadly.
Right.
Exactly. I like that.
And then the show was full of Easter eggs. I want to talk about one more that has to deal with the Ripper. So there was Jason Ripper, and then there was his uncle, John the Ripper.
Yeah.
And so I was like, this sounds so familiar. And so it brought up Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
And so I looked it up. I was like, is Jack the Ripper a part of Batman, the Batman universe? And so there was actually an animated movie called Gotham by Gaslight, which I thought was really interesting. And it was about a 19th century Bruce Wayne, a 19th century version of Bruce Wayne, where he was battling Jack the Ripper. So I thought that was, I think it's really cool how they're putting all these Easter eggs into the show for the fans.
It was a really good animated movie. I saw it and I got to talk to some of the voice actors. It was really beautifully done. If you get a chance, you should check it out.
Oh, nice. Okay. Awesome. But also the scene, honestly, I have to bring it up, because that was kind of like disturbing to me a little bit, was Bette Sykes in prison.
Right.
With the guy, with the bard.
Right.
And I was like, And we talked about that before. Funny that you mentioned that. When I saw right now the second episode, she definitely reminds me of a female Joker.
Yeah, she does.
Me, like, I definitely like Harley Quinn vibes a little bit from her.
Yeah. She is so nice. Hey,
right.
Please touch my hand for a second. Okay, what is that going to do?
It was crazy. But a little bit before that, there was that fight scene.
Oh, yeah.
With, it was Alfred and...
I loved it. It was crazy.
All right, so did you guys hear the music in the background? Didn't that kind of remind you of, like, the old school Batman that came out in, like, the, what was it, the 50s or the
Adam
60s?
West
yeah.
I think I missed that.
It was crazy. Like, it was, like, a little updated version, but it gave you those feels of the old school Batman.
The shots in this episode, the music, it just really built layers onto it. And this is the second time watching the episode, and I saw things in this viewing that I hadn't seen the last one. And of course, watching it with other people, everyone was talking about stuff, and I was like, that's an interesting point.
Yeah.
It was really a lot of, it was a fun episode.
Right, it was.
Violent episode.
And one thing I love is, even if you weren't a fan of it, or you are a fan, you know, there was something for you to enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
So kudos to the writers, because they did a phenomenal job.
Even the coloring,
right.
To be honest.
Yeah,
like
I
old
love
London
it.
In a way,
I
the coloring, and also the very first scene, the camera movement.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And
yeah.
I think the pacing is really good. Like, I feel like there's not any time where it's just like kind of boring. It's like, you know, there's action and like kind of more normal. It's just like a good balance, I think.
Right. So let's get into to our favorite, or she's my favorite villain.
Is she?
Bette Sykes. Like, she is, oh my, she, like, yeah, she's a villain. We're not supposed to like her, but I still love her. I love to hate her. That's good, right?
I love that.
Right.
That sounds great.
So we find her, she's imprisoned, and she meets this guard, and she says, I want to hold your hand. When she said that, and when the guard held her hand, did you think she had something up her sleeve? Like, she was going to do something right then and there.
I thought that the whole time, I thought that she's going to kill him in the next second already. So it was really interesting to me that they kept this storyline for so long, even further when they were just sitting right in front of each other. She still didn't do anything. And then even when he's like, you know, you're like... Even then, she's not doing anything. It was really surprising to me.
I think it shows, like, she's pretty clever, because it's like, she's gonna, like, I'm gonna, like, try to get him to, like me, and then I can use him,
exactly.
And, you know.
So because, and then I was just thinking about what would have happened if she would have killed him in a way.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that wouldn't even have helped, you know? So she did it in a smart way, because her goal was always, hey, get these letters to my sister, right? That was the whole goal from the very beginning.
Right.
So from that point of view, it makes sense that she kept it for so long.
She used her feminine wiles, which...
Yes.
You know, she plays all the corners. I mean, she was a leader. She was the one that was in charge of all the little hit squads anyway. And she sort of looked around the prison. She was like, well, I can't really escape the prison. I'm in, you know, the royal prison. I can't get out. What can I do instead? I'll make him send a letter out.
Very
smart. So she played him.
So that's how you win.
Foolish man.
She tricked his mind like no other. And I want to go back to what you said about she basically used her sexuality, because that brought me back to a point. There was I don't know if you guys watched Gotham, but there was an episode in Gotham where the young Catwoman is getting advice from someone else. I can't remember the name, but it's another villain, and she's talking about using your sexuality when it comes to poison ivy. Yeah, when it comes to getting out of something. And if you look back at all the comics and all the cartoons, we do see a lot of female villains doing that, and just tricking the a male into doing what they want.
But it's, I mean, the guy's fault. I mean,
they
cannot resist.
Excuse me.
Use it to our advantage.
Hey,
that's
true.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen with that stuff. Benny and Ben is not going to happen, people.
I don't blame
Benny Worth.
Benny, is it worth?
I mean, I like her character because it's not a traditional female villain where she became a villain because, oh, the heartbreak of a man. She became a villain because she believes in overthrowing the government, and she believes in Lord Harwood, and she uses her intelligence. And also, like, the fact that everybody isn't of the same class.
Right.
When you look at her, she looks like she's not as lower class as a Pennyworth,
right?
But she's not a titled person like Esme's family is.
Right.
True.
Let's talk about the big reveal when it comes to Bette Sykes. We see her getting taken. There's a bag placed over her head, mm-hmm. and she's about to get beheaded. Mm-hmm. And before we get into that, I want to talk about just how gruesome that wow. was. Wow. That yeah. Shy literally said, "Wow, like, are you kidding me?"
Yeah. Right.
And that another reason why I love the show is they go there.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I thought. I love that they go there. I love, because I hate when kind of shows kind of hold back a little too yeah. much. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, we can take it.
I think we talked about that for a second before, that I think the shows that we have right now on television, they're more towards that. They, mm-hmm. they're going to be open more in the future. I feel.
Right.
Like, they show stuff. They show sex even more openly. Mm-hmm. They show all the things that you have inside your body. You just show that right. on television. Like, I think 10 years ago, they would have never shown something.
Exactly. Well, this is right. on so. Cable. It's on Epix.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Oh, yeah, okay. That's true,
and
too.
And I think what they were doing, they were drawn and quartering them. So you hang right. them, and then you cut their insides out while they're still alive right. for an additional torture and punishment, which right. I thought was horrifying. That torture yeah. kind of went back to the Ripper, because I think his cover job is a mortuary person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
But me talking about the last scene, and I mentioned that, I have to say it was too predictable. I mean, guys, come on. It was too predictable, because everyone who was basically killed before didn't have any cover on the face. Mm-hmm. But then out of a sudden, they bring her out, and her head was covered.
Well, that's because she was charged with treason. Everyone else was like a rapist yeah. or like a regular crime.
Oh,
but she was charged with a crime yeah. against the state.
Okay. Did you? I thought about that.
Were you both surprised that it wasn't her, or were
no.
you just
no,
like...
I could kind of tell, like... I was like, no, she escaped.
I knew. Yeah.
The minute you saw her sister, I was like, you're not a housewife in bad.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you are, lady, but I think you yeah. can run some games.
I
right.
think the fact that she
sister.
Had, like, that male servant, like the bra and BDSM. Pad, yeah, it's like, okay, she's, like, not, like, a normal person. Yeah.
right.
There's something going on with her.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm not sure what the Sykes yeah. are. I mean, I'm not sure what... the Sykes are, but I think they're not like a regular family.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think the fact that she was able to escape, it's just like, even though, yeah, she's a villain, I was like, respect, like, yeah. you know, you escaped an execution, like, let's...
Well,
don't mess with her, you know?
What did it for me is when we see her walking out, or we see the imposter walking out, and the mask is on, and she's frantically trying to get away, she's yelling like, no, 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 and I'm like, Bette Sykes would never do that. Bette Sykes is a very calm villainous person. I don't see her doing that. And yeah. that's when I was like, you know what? It's not her. Like, you guys heard me. I was like, that is not her.
Yes. Yeah.
No way is that yeah. her.
She never would have gone out like that.
Right.
But she had that ball in her mouth, so she couldn't really speak clearly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they purposely found someone... the sister somehow set it up so they had one of the prison guards who was around her height.
Right.
And body type.
Good point. Very
that
good
sister...
point.
Because it wasn't instantaneously when she got the letter. I think it was like a week or so
right.
between the time, so she could set it up.
For sure. Okay.
Very clever.
Yeah. So,
and evil.
Esme has some, she has some worrying to do, because she got sent that letter. And speaking of Esme, Alfred and Esme, they are going very strong. Esme invites Alfred to her play. And it was very... hilarious to see Alfred's reaction. You know, this is an entirely different world to him. You know, he is used to, you know, brutal violence, killing, and this is completely different. What do you guys think about his relationship with Esme?
I think it's very interesting because they're so different, but they also kind of love each other because of that, I feel. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the kind of chemistry they have.
Right. Yeah.
And what I also... she basically, by the way, she looks like a young Jodie Foster to me. I don't
know.
Yeah,
yeah.
She does.
When I looked, I was like, I know this person. Yeah, I saw her before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. And I feel like what they also did is they were trying to... like in this show, they were trying to get the storyline that she's playing on stage, trying to basically... incorporate with the basic storyline. Do you know what I'm saying? If you see the play on stage while she's basically arguing with the guy who plays her partner, that's basically, for me, was a symbol, like a symbolic sign of, that's the same idea that they would maybe talk about if they would have the same argument or scenario, like Alfred and her. Like that they did that, because, and then Alfred was basically looking at that scene and was like thinking about that for a second. And I kind of like that dynamics, if you basically have a storyline in a storyline for a couple of seconds.
That is really cool. I didn't catch on to that. That was,
That's, that was maybe I'm too crazy or something, but
art imitating life.
He was thinking he did not want to see that play a second time, and he was very happy to take that gig. He'd seen Peter Pan, which is fun and frivolous. But that play, I was watching that play and I was like, that's a weird ending. She is good. Everyone else, not so not impressed.
Well, I think he's torn because he loves what he does. He's used to it. But then this is something new for him with Esme. And I think he kind of likes that also. But since it's new, whenever someone goes into something new, they're a little bit afraid.
Yeah.
And I think that's the case with Alfred. And I think he's also trying to figure out, you know, if he does make it seriously with Esme, which we'll talk about soon because he does, then how is he going to incorporate these two versions of his life? And so that's the big question. And one thing I want to point out, another Easter egg, this whole episode was about Easter eggs, is when Esme is waiting for Alfred, and this guy comes up to him, or comes up to her, and basically he's trying to hit on her, and she says she has a boyfriend, and he says he creeps up on people in the night and kills them. Who does that remind you of? Who is that?
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm
going to use that line. So thank you, Pennywise, for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't wait to use that.
I don't think Batman... Did Batman ever kill people? I don't think he ever killed people. I think he...
When he's a Dark Knight, he kills people. When he's Batman, he doesn't kill people.
Okay.
Yeah. When he went dark, so
different,
he killed people.
Yeah, different versions.
But I kind of like the fact that Esme likes and is fascinated by his violence, but she still wants to change him and make him not violent.
Right.
But that's not realistic for what he wants to do as security.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But she wants to use it when she feels threatened.
Right.
My boyfriend will kill you. Get away from me.
I would.
And by the way, talking about Batman, I also have some news for you guys that I wanted to share with you. Right? Because the first news is, and I wanted to share that with you guys, and want to ask you, who's your favorite Batman actor from back in the days or whatever? Because the Jack Bannon basically was on the red carpet and he gave an interview and he said, my favorite actor playing Batman is actually Christian Bale. And I personally have to agree. And now I'm just asking myself, is it because I kind of grew up with Christian Bale playing Batman? Is that why I think that? Or is it just because I just like him as an actor, you know?
Right.
So what do you feel like? Who's the best Batman ever?
Oh my gosh, that's hard.
Yeah,
I grew up with Michael Keaton.
Oh yeah, that's good too.
Yes, I am that old. No, I don't look it, but yes, Michael Keaton was my Batman growing up, and so he's like my first that I really loved. I thought he was so good. But I really do like, you know, I thought Ben Affleck did great. I know some people didn't like him. I really liked him, and Christian Bale as well.
Oh, you like Ben Affleck as Batman?
Yes.
Interesting.
Let's see what people have to say about that in the comments.
Please tell us, because a lot of people actually wouldn't say that. That's interesting.
I'm not afraid to say that.
That's okay. And then also the second news that I wanted to share with you guys is like an article which starts with something like, Pennywise Jack Bannon nearly died preparing for his role in the new series about Batman's butler, Alfred.
That's crazy.
And the interesting thing is, I watched a video when he's talking about it. And what he basically did is, there was kind of a read-through in London, like with the director and every actor and stuff like that. So what he did, he wanted to be completely prepared, right?
Right.
So he hired a personal trainer and trained like crazy for 3 weeks straight.
That's insane.
And then one morning he woke up, and he woke up like that. And he says that in the video, he woke up like that, so he couldn't basically move his arm.
That's what happens.
And then he was
about stretching, you guys.
And then I was watching And then I was watching your show, and I was like, "Where are all your muscles now?" You know, because all the muscles are basically gone.
You can't be
gone.
That big. You need to tone it down.
Yeah,
you
know?
He's cut. He's very lean.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He's not like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay.
Right.
Okay, but I expected him to be more like Jason Statham or something, like not like Dwayne Johnson, but like Jason. You know, like. But he couldn't. He literally says that. You should watch the video. It's crazy funny. I woke up and it was like this, and I couldn't move anymore.
Right.
And he freaked out. He freaked completely. You should watch that. It's funny.
That's insane.
That's from me.
Thank you. Love Kevin Conroy, who's the voice actor of almost all the Batman animated, and he's going to be guesting in the final season of Arrow as an older Batman. So I'm super stoked about that.
That's awesome.
I just heard about that today, and I was so excited. Like, we're finally going to see the voice of Batman, like, in person playing him. That's so cool.
He's iconic.
He's iconic.
That's the voice I hear
He's super nice.
When I read Batman comics, like, and, you know, Batman lines, that's the voice I hear is Kevin Conroy. So,
Who's
your favorite Batman?
My favorite, you know what? I'm going to go old Benny Worth. I'm going to go old school and say Adam West.
Ooh,
interesting.
He's like the guy that pretty much he started it all. So I'm going to go with the OG of the Batman universe, Adam West. Why not?
So what about you?
He's awesome. Mine's Kevin Conroy.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, gotcha. But where's George Clooney, guys?
No.
He did some other good movies.
I mean, I like him as an actor, but I think he wasn't the right choice
for
Batman.
You know what? I'll say this. George Clooney was the first Batman that I saw when it comes to the movie.
Interesting.
Wow. He was the first one.
How did you feel when you watched it? How did you like it?
It was a long time ago. I was a kid, so I think I liked it, you know, because I watched the sequel, so... Yeah. Yeah, it was a good one.
Had the best soundtrack because it was Prince and he was phenomenal.
You can never
go wrong with Prince. Mm-hmm. And that video, I still remember it to this day. Right. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, but I still feel like Christian Bale has something mysterious about it, the way how he plays it. I don't know. He's not always this kind of nice gentleman guy.
Right.
You know? I mean, maybe that's because he's Christian Bale. He's also a little, you know, crazy.
Right.
Yeah, he's a little bit something.
But I thought, like, okay, one thing, I just need to defend Ben Affleck a bit. Like, he looks, for me, like, first of all, he's the closest, I think, just appearance-wise to actual Batman in the comics, like the height. Christian Bale's kind of short. And also, I did love Christian Bale, but one thing that bothered me with his scenes, the fight scenes in his films were... So much cutting, and Ben Affleck or his stunt double did I think a better job probably, and there's a lot less cutting during the fight scene. So that just like the really quick cuts during the fight kind of bothered me, and I heard that they did it because he didn't look that good in the suit when he was doing his
Christian.
Yeah, so they had to kind of save it by cutting a lot. So
interesting.
You know, props to Ben and his. Stunt double. I think his name's Richard. I follow him on Instagram, so I just want to give him a shout out.
Nice. Hi, Richard. Yeah. Check us out, okay?
All right, so it's time for one of my favorite segments, predictions.
Ooh.
Let's do it.
Oh, predictions. My God.
What do you guys think is going to happen this next episode or just the upcoming season of Pennyworth?
I think Bats. She's gonna go crazy now. I think she has a plan now. She's doing something with her sister. I think they're gonna go far. Yeah. You know, I think we're gonna see her right until the end. And if they do a season two, I think they're gonna keep her even for season two because she's this kind of villain that this show needs. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel. You know?
I think that Pennyworth's detective agency will see more of Bazza and Dave Boy. I think Dave is a loose cannon of craziness. And I think we're going to see more of Esme and her family as, because Pennyworth asked, when am I going to meet your dad? And she can't keep pushing it off.
Right.
Yeah. Since he asked her to marry him.
That's true. Exactly. That's a good point.
Well, yeah, I definitely think, you know, we're going to get a lot more from Bet. I feel she's going to be like maybe like the main villain in this season.
Yeah.
And hopefully more Thomas Wayne. Eventually they're going to work together somehow. And hopefully, and this is more like a hope than a prediction, like maybe some other nods to other Batman characters. That'd be cool.
I'm sure we will. Yeah. That'll be cool.
And I also hope that Jason comes back, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
I think I have a feeling that even he got told, hey, leave town.
You already introduced us to him. We kind of like him.
He was a good villain.
Yeah, he's a good villain. I think he definitely comes back somehow.
I think that Alfred and Esme, their engagement is not going to last. I think it happened way too soon, and I think something's going to happen where it's gonna break them up.
Aww.
That's what she's
that's gonna
what
get
I
kidnapped
think.
Again.
Don't be so negative.
When you know. Hey. Why do you have to wait years? When you know.
Why do you always have to break
up? It's a dark show.
I expect the worst.
I'm expecting the worst.
I thought I'm German. Okay. It's okay. All right.
All All right, guys, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us. And I am your host, Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams.
You can find me on Instagram at MoreThanYouThink7 and Young Justice Outsiders After Show.
Yeah, hi everybody. This is Benjamin Schnau. You can find me on Instagram. It's at Benjamin Schnau, S-C-H-N-O-U. The same on Facebook. And I also do the show, the Afterbus show, Bring the Funny, every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Check it out.
You can find me, Cherry_LA, on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, an hour before this on Killjoys on Afterbus TV.
Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.